When I hear the words on the river, it conjures up all sorts of memories for me. I've spent a lot of time on actual rivers, and I've spent a lot of time listening to volunteers play great music on the river on Northern Community Radio. Earlier this year, back during the paddling season, I got a few of the volunteers out in a canoe at different times to learn more about them and the music that inspires them. David John is relatively new to Northern Community Radio, but his origins are in northern Minnesota. When I first heard him on the air, I wondered, who is this guy? He played songs and artists I hadn't heard in years or had never heard before. So on a warm, late summer day, I took David out in a canoe for a leisurely paddle and a conversation.
You spent a little time in a canoe. Tell me about that.
Back many years ago, in the days of aluminum canoes and narrow wood paddles, I used to spend 6 weeks of summer up in Lake of the Woods at a camp called Lake Trails. We did a lot of, well, it was always canoe trips around the Alno, through the Alno Peninsula and various parts of Lake of the Woods. Really got to love it.
You retired, and
yep.
Now you're back in Bemidji.
I grew up here. I lived in Bemidji until, I guess, the summer of 68 was my last summer here.
What is it about northern Minnesota that brings you back?
I just love it here. I hate big cities. I like fresh air. I like cool temps.
So that's how you picked Texas then?
Yeah, you know, it was an interesting experience. I definitely learned a lot and met a lot of interesting people.
So how did you wind up in Texas?
I dropped out of college and hitchhiked down to Arizona. I lived outside Tucson in the desert for a while, and then up on Mount Lennon in Rose Canyon, about 2 months, and decided to go back and get back in school, because I sort of needed to keep my college hours up. This is 1970. And
the draft was still on.
Yeah, and I was number 55. So I started back and was hitchhiking, and the guy picked me up. You're going to Las Cruces? You want to go to Houston? And you can hang around our house for a while, and my parents have a swimming pool. And I said, well, that sounds like a good idea after being in the desert for, 2 months. And I sort of stayed down there. My wife's from Houston.
David worked a career and raised a family in Houston. It took a visit back to Bemidji with some friends for David to recognize northern Minnesota as home.
My friend Mark said, this is really your home, isn't it? And I said, yeah, what makes you say that? And he says, your whole demeanor has changed in about 5 minutes.
You're not new to radio. You're a volunteer at Northern Community Radio, but you're not new to the business. How did you get into radio?
Originally, it was sort of an idea of maybe I could do this for a living, but it never really turned into that. Around 76, I started doing radio at KUHF, which is at that time was just a university station. Later, it joined NPR. The first shifts I did were heavily formatted and nothing but 45s, essentially, and a clock to work on, so it was really a a full deep-end immersion or whatever. And the student manager of the station found out I liked jazz, and we did jazz in the evenings. And she says, well, I'm going to give you a jazz shift so you don't have to do this stuff. And I did that for quite a while. After a while, I felt they weren't playing enough of the folk stuff anymore. So that's when I started the show I did down there, Chicken Skin Music, which is, I always felt that every type of music fit in together. You just sort of needed to know. You can play A and Z in the same set. It's just, how do you get from A to Z? When I started the show, it was folk, bluegrass. Those were the terms back then. Singer-songwriter didn't exist. And jazz. And classical. And I'd work them all into sets. The folk stuff, down there, that's what I mainly did. And that's what I'm probably more known for down there. I did the first punk shows in Houston, too.
That's volunteer music programmer David John. And this is Paddle, Minnesota meets On the River on Northern Community Radio.
If you had to pick five albums to take to a desert island, and this is a desert island with a really good sound system and electricity, tell me the five albums you take with you.
Well, the Benny Goodman 1938 Carnegie Hall concert. The Lightnin' Hopkins one I mentioned earlier.
Bluebird, 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 please take your letter down south for me.
The late, great Towns Van Zandt.
Living on the road, my friend, was gonna keep you free and clean.
Probably Richard Dobson in Texas last December.
Last night I wrote a letter saying maybe summertime we might get together.
And Ian and Sylvia.
Four strong winds that blow lonely, seven seas that run.
Maybe Buffy St. Marie's greatest hits, too.
Broke down girl, raggedy heart, she's seen the sweet and the sad.
So you spent some time in Texas. Did you get a chance to see Towns Van Zandt?
Oh, yeah, several times, many times. Yeah, some people don't know that there's a Minnesota connection with Towns. He went to Shattuck.
Towns Van Zandt went to Shattuck?
Yep.
That is an interesting connection.
I think it was his parents trying to send him on the right path or something.
Shattuck School, located in Faribault, Minnesota, operated as a boys' military academy until 1974.
Well, if I need... You've been to a few concerts over the years. Is there one that's most memorable for you?
The Steve Miller Blues Band and Bonzo Dog Doodah Band at the Guthrie was pretty impressionable. And that was one of the first I went to, late 60s, maybe 69. I went and saw them right after I saw Easy Rider. And I mean, literally, I mean, I ran from the theater to the Guthrie.
Going in the city, put my troubles behind. People in the city going out of their minds. Going to the country just to feel like home. People in the country really let themselves go. Hey!
And when you see Easy Rider for the first time and have no idea what's going on, you're not necessarily in a cheerful mood when it ends.
Get your motor running, head out on the highway.
I went back to some of your playlists from recent shows that you've done. I'm going to name an artist. I would want you to tell me the first thing that comes to your mind. Ry Cooder?
One of the best musicians out there. He's true to the music, just really clean, and he's a, I guess a musicologist would be a term to use. He digs up some old stuff that's really good.
Annie Humphrey.
My friend Ron Matson, late friend Ron Matson, sent me her first CD for Christmas one year. He was always good about picking out stuff from up here, you know, that he knew I'd like. And it just blew me away.
He went across the lake to play.
But since then, I've gotten everything by her I can get my hands on. The new one is just really nice. I'm glad to see her. She stopped recording for a while, I believe, and then came back to it.
John Coltrane.
Oh, good. I mean, you know, there's a Church of John Coltrane in San Francisco. He's got sort of a deep feeling to what he does. You can, sort of a spirituality to what he plays. You can just sort of sense it in there.
Ingeborg von Agassi.
I was not familiar with her until I saw her at the Great Northern Radio Show.
Oh, what a morning.
She just really impressed me. I just liked it.
Is there an artist that you've heard recently that surprised you, that really made you think, this person's going somewhere?
One that my wife discovered, and that's Actual Wolf. I really like him.
presidentially determined. I will raise my warrior's cup and preach you all a sermon.
Eric Koskinen has really impressed me.
I got 10 bloody knuckles and a black and blue eye. But I got a girl I'm loving, don't see her tonight.
As our paddle drew to a close on a late summer day, I wondered what keeps David John coming back to play music almost every week.
You've worked at a few stations around Texas and elsewhere. Northern Community Radio different?
Northern Community Radio, I think, it's a community station with an audience that supports it. And it's a true, I think, in a sense, part of the community. We do a lot of local stuff. And we reach a lot of people. It's a sense of community, Bemidji itself and the people. I just love it here.
For Northern Community Radio, I'm Jim Gallagher.